Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 142. We're talking about four amazing things I manifested in my life. I'm sharing them with you so that maybe you will be inspired to do the same. Please remember to check out talkswithmaria.com, Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money online doing what you love. Let's begin. Hello, hello. All right, today we are talking about manifesting, and I'm gonna share with you four things that I manifested in my life that are super monumental and life-changing. And why manifesting is what we do on a consistent basis, whether we believe in manifesting or not. And once you align with the power of manifestation, your personal power of manifestation, using the intuitive guidance inside of you to manifest quickly and easily, that is really when your life starts aligning to your dream ideal desires, right? So let's talk about the dark side of manifesting. So the dark side of manifesting, if you don't check your mindset, if you don't heal yourself, if you don't take responsibility for your life, if you don't take responsibility for the relationships around you, or the financial state that you're in, or the career and the health of your career or business, if you don't take personal accountability for those things, your manifestation abilities will suck. And you're not gonna be having the things you really want when you don't take accountability for your results. You're gonna be manifesting things that you're like, what the fuck did I, how did I manifest this? How, I don't deserve this, you know, that kind of like woe is me attitude. That woe is me attitude that I don't deserve this. Why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. I don't deserve this. All of that, that is a result of someone not taking full accountability for their results and for their actions, thoughts, behaviors. And the moment you decide to take accountability, the moment you decide that every single result in your life has happened because of you, and I say that dramatically so it can land, of you, not anyone, not your mom, not your dad, not your fucking sisters or brothers, not your uncle, not your aunts, not your grandparents, not your boss who's a fucking asshole sometimes, not your coworkers who are sabotaging your productivity. You're the person who is in charge of all of it. You're the person who welcomes this energy or not, right? You're the person, if you don't see that you are the person, there's an ambulance literally like not knowing where they're going, and it's making everyone else not know where they're going. If you are not seeing how really powerful you are in each moment by the thought you think, and then how that thought now then results into an action, and then that action now results into a real life thing that happens in life. If you don't see that these are all connected and that you have the power to change that, then you will not use your ability to manifest appropriately and to the best of your own creation. Now, let's say you're like, all right, Maria, I get it. Like, I'm the person who's you know, responsible for all of it. You know, as much as it hurts to admit, all right, I get it. Let's say you just have this awakening now because you really landed for you, right? Let's just say that. Now what? Well, the now what is you get to start looking at your energetic approach to things. So let's say you're looking for love, and energetically you just believe men are trash and men are cheaters and men are deceiving and conniving and not honest and users and all of these things. If you go into your way of going into finding men with that attitude, you are going to attract that same attitude. You're going to attract that same vibration. You're going to attract those men who do exactly what you expect. Now, if you go into another attitude with finding men with, you know, there are men that way, but I'm only calling in the amazing high vibrational men who are super responsible, who are super honest, who are super hot and sexy, who are super wealthy and can take care of themselves, who are super ready for love and commitment, who are super ready to take on their next phase in life with someone that they really love, and that could be me, and that are super committed and super ready. Then the universe gives you that. But you get to believe in it. Just the same way like my episode prior, which is if you're looking for 10K or 100K and you don't believe that you can even receive 10K or 100K, it's not going to happen. But if you feel in your heart of hearts that you do and deserve and are worthy and work so hard for it, and it's finally in my bank account, thank you, and already seeing that it's in your life, then yeah, the universe will align with that. Same thing for finding a man. You get to believe that there are quality men out here, and that that quality man will see you as a quality woman. See, the thing also with dating is, what if you're not a quality woman? What if you're a woman who's kind of trash? What if you don't take accountability for your results and you just want someone to take care of you? What if you don't really have ambition and you want ambition outside of you, but you don't even have that for yourself? See, a man will only want to be with you if they see the things that you are that they have in themselves, right? And if you're not ready to step two as that kind of person, how can you expect for a man to step two to be that person for you? See how accountability works and really looking at like the results in your life? Because if you want somebody like that, you're going to be asked to be that person for them. And if you want someone meaningful, you get to show up meaningful. If you want someone trustworthy, you get to show up trustworthy. If you want someone committed, you get to be super committed to the relationship, meaning if you guys have some breakdowns or if you guys have some ego trips and you guys are doing this push and pull on who has the power, are you willing to commit to the work and actually allowing yourself to be vulnerable and learn in this process? Or are you going to go and hide and like run away? Okay, so that's a little bit about manifesting, how you align yourself to what it is that you want. All right, now it is time to share four amazing things that I manifested in my life that has really transformed my life and is super big for me at least. Okay, so number one, I manifested $50,000 to come into my life back when I was like in my early 20s. I have always been entrepreneurial and wanted to always be the successful business owner. And so at a young age, whether I was mentally ready for it or not, I used the law of attraction to manifest $50,000 into my business. $50,000 into my business. At the time, my business was kind of not really well planned out. It's not even the business I have now. It's a totally different type of business. And I used to help entrepreneurs actually incorporate their businesses here in Nevada. So I would help them with it's like corporate planning services, right? So LLCs, S-Corp, C-Corps, partnerships, sole proprietors. I would help with getting their bank account set up under their business professional name. I would file all of the Secretary of State paperwork with the state and their business licenses with the county. I did all of that, and that was my business. At the time, I was really young. I was kind of modeling my boss's business framework, and I had a ton of holes in it that it wasn't planned out. I didn't know what I was doing. Lost the $50,000 as quickly as I got it. I was spending it on frivolous things. I was, you know, again, I want to remind you guys how young I was, okay? I literally blew it. So that was number one, the biggest, one of the biggest manifestation things that have been, that showed up in my life, all through law of attraction, all through intention. I'd even journaled about it a year prior, asking to receive $50,000 somehow, some way for my business. A year later, it came. And it came the way I asked for it. It came as a $50,000, I think it was like a check, like, or some crazy, like, unbelievable way, you know, at like 21, 22, I can't believe it really manifested. All right. Now, whether I maintained it or not, that's a whole nother thing. But that is the biggest thing that I manifested early on. Number two, I manifested this amazing job after my business tanked. Everything kind of fell through the cracks. I had to start from scratch and start from the bottom. You know, my car got repossessed. I had to lose my apartment. My credit was trash. I really fucked up financially. So I was coming down, you know, I pretty much hit rock bottom. So at the time, I had to find a way to make a living, and I found a really great job. I didn't know I was going to get this job, but somehow through my network, I found an amazing management position with a local hospitality company here in Las Vegas. And hospitality is the biggest form of income for Las Vegasans. So being a part of this really popular, high-end, upscale hospitality management company was really big. It came out of nowhere, to be honest. I never studied hospitality. While a lot of my friends went into that because we lived in Las Vegas, I didn't really care to be in hospitality. But somehow I landed the job. I started making a lot of money really fast. I was very, at that time, I learned my lesson in terms of really, you know, getting my work ethic up. Like really just buckling down, working, paying off all the stuff that I'd owed. You know, really understanding that for me to have things in my life, I needed to be disciplined. Because of the lack of discipline I had, when I landed that $50,000 in just out of nowhere, right? There was lack of discipline. All I had was an idea, and I didn't have like really strong bones and strategies to carry it out, along with the lack of work ethic. Now that I'd landed this amazing job that paid me an amazing amount for being like 22 or 23, like a young adult, I really buckled down and took it seriously. And I did that for 3 years, paid everything off, really took care of my finances, really got everything up again. And then from there, I was ready to start a family. One of the things about hospitality is that you got to work 24 hours. You know, I was working 12-hour days nonstop. And even on weekends, the weekends were our busiest time because that's when people would be out. And I didn't like that. I really wanted to have a normal work life. I wanted to have like a 9-to-5. I'd come home at 5, make dinner for my family that I didn't have yet, and maybe be with a spouse that I didn't have yet. And that's really where my life was at that time. You know, I did the whole going out, I did the whole frivolous spending, I did the whole, all right, buckle down and work super hard. And then at that time in my life, I was ready to find someone and have more time for that future versus working for a corporation and spending my life working for a company. So then I made a shift and worked for a business coaching company, and I did that for several years, but it really gave me that freedom of working 8 to 5 was my work schedule, and I would have my nights and my weekends with no one interrupting me because we just had a normal corporate day job. So that is exactly what I wanted. So manifestation number 3, guys, was manifesting a man. So I manifested my partner. While I didn't know I was manifesting him at the moment, clearly, you know, as I'm speaking all of this out and as I reflect even in the years prior, I wanted that. I wanted to kind of settle down. I was about 28 at the time. And then a year later, we started a family. We had Aaliyah. And then we bought a home. We live in that home now, and we've been together for about eight, nine years. So that's manifestation number 3, me and my partner and my family. And I really lucked out with my partner. He's super grounded, super committed, you know, a homebody, a super sexy, super hot, super like gym man. You know, and he's everything I want. Like, he's super, he got his own thing going on financially. He's fine. He has a lot of like, characteristics of a man that I've always wanted. Super knows himself, isn't a pushover, you know, is going to fight for our kids if he needs to, will fight for me if he needs to. Just everything I want in a man. I feel like I really lucked out with the partner that I have. And he's a really good dad, and he's just really great overall. Granted, you know, we have our fights. However, as a barometer of men that I've seen, like, my man is probably up there compared to what I've seen and what I've even seen, like, from afar, right? And close up. So I feel like I really lucked out in manifesting him into my life. And then lastly, the 4th thing that has really changed the trajectory of my life financially, even just the idea of who I am as a woman in my community, is my coaching business. I didn't know ever that I was going to be in coaching. You know, I've started my coaching journey really young. I did, what was it? Like, I did a leadership program. It was like a weekend. I did that like when I was 19, you know, it was a coaching program. Really, I was really into personal development and, you know, trying to be better and do better and have better and become wealthy and relinquish all of these really terrible patterns that I didn't know were patterns at the time. But at 19, I was doing this coaching stuff, not knowing that it was getting me ready for my coaching business 15, 20 years later, right? So that, guys, is a huge 4th manifestation, is my coaching business. And then on top of that, I worked for a coaching business prior to owning my own, which is really interesting. While mine is kind of hints of differences, right? I'll have like, it's the spiritual component where, you know, my old job didn't have that. You know, but in terms of like understanding the model of coaching and the model of having to help people in the coaching industry, being on the back end of it while also being a student of coaching, right? Because I've done coaching, I've been in coaching at a very young age. Didn't even know that it was all preparing me to today to be this person that I am for the women in my coaching business now. So those are the 4 things that I've manifested in my life that have been really monumental and a huge growth trajectory for, you know, who I've become and what I was supposed to do here in my life, right? And I want to just show you guys how normal I am, like super normal. I fucked up a lot, you know, done a lot of dumb shit, things that I've regretted, you know, even like threw away amazing relationships because of pride and ego, things that I'm just not super proud of now. However, I'm a better person for being able to recognize that now. And also to be able to help people, you know, just become overall better human beings, not just for their business, but also for, not just for their business, but for their life. You know, how do they show up as parents? How do they show up as wives? How do you show up as a person, you know? Healing that kind of energetic trauma is probably one of the best things I do, because in creating money and wealth, you get to heal those things. Otherwise, you know, you're going to find yourself attracting large sums of money and blowing it, and then still finding yourself in the same place or in the worst place because you just haven't healed your energetic patterns, you know. And that's why it's such an important aspect to having a business is healing spiritually, healing all of your traumas. And while, you know, when I say healing trauma, it doesn't go away. It's still there. You just kind of make friends with it and you're okay with it being there and you still love yourself even through the darkness. And then in that, you teach other people to love themselves and you really show up for your clients. You really show up for the people around you. It's really transformational. Anyway, that is it, guys. If you guys enjoyed this show, please share with me what was the biggest thing that you learned. Email is info@talkswithmaria.com. And if you want to work with me, go ahead and send me an email saying, I want to work with you, homegirl. You are everything I've been asking for. info@talkswithmaria.com. Have an amazing day, guys. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.